Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Narcan for everyone. Narcan for everyone. Well, if you live in San Diego County, they're planning on installing 12 vending machines that will offer free Narcan as opioid deaths have risen throughout the region. Narcan, of course, works by blocking opioid receptors from being activated in the nervous system, blah, 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 blah. Once administered, the medication can last up to 90 minutes before the opioids can again reach their receptors. So it's a, I mean, it's a proven lifesaver. No doubt about that if you overdose on opioids. So they're going to put them all over San Diego County. Now, they don't know where they're going to put them. We want to have them out there, you know, by the end of this year, but we're still weighing weighing where to place them. We don't know where we're going to put them, but we want them out there. We want them to be available for anyone 18 or older who completes a training course. Wait, so now I can't just kick them out of the vending machine and save somebody's life? Well, you can if you've taken the training course. Is it, does it work on a retina scan to get the Narcan out? I mean, the person's in an overdose. Hey, I need some Narcan to save this guy's life. Have you been properly trained? We need to scan your retina in this vending machine to let it get out. Doesn't look like you're going to make it. Sorry. Man, I was going to try to help you out, bro, but sorry. So, they care. They care about you in San Diego County, and I hope that the rest of the country will follow along soon, and it'll be just Narcan for everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Just a brief reminder that tomorrow is August 6th, 2022, and it is National Root Beer Float Day. So go out and party. You know what? You could even celebrate today and have a root beer float a day early. Shh. Don't tell anyone. I may have to celebrate, though. I wish that I don't think that there's an A&W in my neck of the woods, because I would join the mug club for my free root beer float from A&W on National Root Beer Float Day. But I haven't seen an A&W in a long time. I told you the story the other day. I used to go to the one all the time as a kid because they thought I was older and they gave me free food. And that was awful nice of them. But we used to go there all the time. But I don't think there's an A&W. I think they partnered up, like there used to be, like with Long John Silver's, then there was an with the A&W, right? You'd have the dual stores with, you could get some great Long John Silver's deep fried fish batter, which I'm not opposed to, by the way, and A&W, so you get the root beer float and the Long John Silver's fish, which I believe I have made that order in the past. So I don't think there's one in this neck of the woods. Okay, I'm told that there is an A&W in my neck of the woods, and I believe I've been there before, because it's in my neck of the woods in the DFW area, and I think that's the one that matches up with Long John Silver. So, or Long John, it's Long John Silver's, right? Yeah. I don't know why I don't think it's Long John Silver's. I have not been to a Long John's or an A&W in a long time, and I know that's going to come as a surprise, but I can do, you know, a box of Long John Silver's fish deep fried. Oh, man. And a bottle of Heinz ketchup. You are living large now, my friend. With an A&W root beer float. Oh, my gosh. Narcan for everyone. Because I could be OD'd on that really, really fast. Right. You got to ring the bell on the way out, too. Yes. Oh, man. That might happen this weekend. That might have to happen. Might have to. Gas price is still a little high, though, for me to travel out there. But, you know, it might be worth it. Yesterday, we talked about Alex Jones on trial. We played a couple of clips from Alex showing off his. He was massaging the hole in his mouth with his tongue because he had this tooth taken out. He was blasted with a $4.1 million payment to the parents of the Sandy Hook massacre. And now they go to. They have testimony today for punitive damages. So Alex could be out some serious cash after today, depending on when the jury decides how much he's going to have to pay. But there is going to be some testimony today. Alex is not one of the people scheduled to be on the stand. So we'll have to see. We'll wait and see what happens and see if Alex is out some serious cash. And he's got another trial coming up. So not looking good for Alex. Not looking good for Alex and his bank account anyway for quite some time. Also yesterday, our president, the great Joseph Robinette Biden, declared monkeypox a public health emergency. So be careful out there. Don't rub your pox goo on other people, please. Okay, that's all I'm asking. If you know that you have the pox goo, keep it to yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Apparently, we don't have enough vaccines, though, right now. Wait, what? Yeah, and we're going to urge every American to take monkeypox seriously. And that's what's going to help to tackle this virus. Oh, okay, whatever. Listen, we've actually anointed or appointed, whatever you want, the White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. Why can't I get that gig? I don't want to work for the Biden administration necessarily, but I mean, that's a good gig right there. The National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. First order of business. Hey, don't rub your pox goo on anybody, okay? There you go. That's my first act as response coordinator. That's probably why I'm not going to have the job. So according to this, there are more than 6,000. I haven't looked at the numbers lately. I thought this says 6,600 monkeypox infections in the United States. I thought it was a little bit more than that now. I thought we were over 7,000. But maybe we are. But they say that we don't have enough vaccines, so we're going to up the dose. We've ordered a bunch. And you know what? Good luck. God bless. We hope that everything's going to be okay. They claim that they're going to ship an additional 800,000 vaccine doses in the coming weeks. Okay. Well short of the supply needed to contain the outbreak. All right. I mean, if you say so. So public health emergencies have been declared in California, Illinois, New York. But now it's the entire country, thanks to our president. LGBTQIA plus groups focused on the monkeypox response have voiced support for declaring the outbreak an emergency. Here's an idea. Just don't rub your pox goo on someone else, and it'll be okay. It's pretty much all you have to worry about. And then you're good. I know that they're getting worried now. There's another big gay Mardi Gras taking place in New Orleans over Labor Day. And last in 2019, pre-COVID, they had almost 300,000 participants. And so we talked to the story about the guy that went to the gay pride festival, and he tells the whole story of how sad it was, and he got monkeypox, and how hard it was to get the vaccine, and how he got tested, and how frustrating it was. And in the story, he says, "Yeah, well, you know, of course I went to this pride festival and had sex with multiple people I didn't know." Oh, okay. Hey, just don't do that. That'll curb the spread of monkeypox. Don't just randomly have sex with people you don't know. And if you do know them, stop them for a moment. You're at a festival, you're partying, you're drinking, you're doing some drugs, you're looking for the Narcan, and you're hanging out, and you just get done smoking a bowl. Hey, are we going to have sex? Yeah, I'd really like to. Do you have pox goo? Yeah, I think I do. Look at these lesions I have all over my body. No thanks. See? I've just solved it. It's over. Don't rub your pox goo on other people, and, you know, be sure to ask ahead. So you're welcome. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So Instagram, they made some changes. I thought that they were, getting rid of stuff. I don't know if they ran this by the Kardashians or not, because the Kardashians pretty much run Instagram now. But they claim that they're going to expand NFT features to more than 100 countries. Oh, I thought we were all NFTs were bad now. They're a hoax. We don't know what they're doing. You people who paid all that money for NFTs, we're out of your minds. The market has collapsed. That doesn't matter. Instagram's still going to do it. So you still got a shot at doing some NFTs. I would have loved, I should have, I should have had some Chewing the Fat NFTs. No question. And it's a huge mistake. So I don't know what the deal is with Meta and Instagram. I don't know. They're digital collectibles. They're going to, Zuckerberg posted a photo of him in a childhood Little League baseball card that he signed. And he looks like a dork kid. Oh my gosh, he looks just like a dork human being. Adult human being, too. It's funny. Dorks grow into dorks. Fats grow into fats. I know. I get it. That's what happens. But he signed it, and apparently he's looking to sell it as the, he's looking to sell the old baseball card. Now, I don't know if he's going to sell the actual baseball card or if it's just the NFT, the non-fungible token. And man, who doesn't want a signed baseball card by Mark Zuckerberg looking like a little doofus kid with a bat and a hat as an NFT? Oh, how much money would you spend for that? I would give dollars for that. Hey, did you see where Beyond Meat is now sucking big wind? They're headed down the toilet in more ways than one. Get it? They are having big stock problems. I guess their deal with McDonald's, their trial at McDonald's, has really not gone over well. You're going to McDonald's. You're going to McDonald's. Are you there for Beyond Meat? I would love to have. Well, let me have a Beyond Meat burger. I'm at McDonald's. That's like going to, you know what? I'm going to go to Long John Silver's. Could I have a broiled piece of fish, please? I would like something broiled. You know, it's not happening. All right? We take what we call fish and we dump it into grease and we cook it for a little while and then we tell you to go, here you go, eat it. Oh, and all the crumbs and stuff from the fat that we have left over, we sell that to you too. Could I have some filleted grease, please? No, it's not going to happen. And that's what happened with Beyond Meat at McDonald's. Did not go over well. Customers did not bite. Most McDonald's restaurants will stop offering it now. They've completely given up. Just take it off. Nobody orders it. Nobody cares. Just take it off the menu. We're moving on. So, anyway, that should almost be Who Died Today. I mean, holy cow. Beyond Meat, dead. Wow, that's not good news. Not good news. In fact, you know what? Let's just do Who Died Today. Who died today? Beyond Meat at McDonald's, dead after the trial period. We do have a follow-up on Who Died Today subject yesterday. Congresswoman Walorski was in a car wreck and four people died, right? Three people in her car and the driver of another car. And they originally claimed in the story that we did yesterday on Who Died Today that the other car crossed the line and caused the accident. The sheriff's department said, ooh, yeah, no, it was her car. That crossed the line. So I don't know. I mean, It's still sad. They still are all, they're all dead. But, you know, it's not the guy in the Jeep's fault. So, I don't know if we're supposed to feel better about that. Sure. Okay, we are. Plus, who died today? We lost another one from an airbag, an exploding airbag from Takata. I thought we had that solved. We had all the recalls. We brought them all back. We said, yeah, oh, yeah, no, it was a function problem. And we got that fixed. We're recalling it. It's fine. But, you know, if you still got one, don't leave it out in the heat. Don't let it sit out there because, you know, it could explode at any time. I mean, a total of 28 people worldwide have died from these exploding airbags. I thought we had it fixed. Oh, no. A 23-year-old Florida man, fatal injuries after a minor crash. Okay, wow. I mean, it's still happening. Here we go. Takata Corporation, how about we get that taken care of? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how much longer you can stay in business. You've killed 30 people around the planet with exploding airbags and you're still in business? Because I can tell you that Takata Corporation would be Fisher Corporation if someone in my family died from an exploding airbag. Yeah. No. My name is going up on the... I'm on the board. I'm taking over the company. It's Fisher Corporation. You can still leave Takata up there. You know what? Fisher Takata. How about that? I'll give you that. No problem. I'll give you that. That's it. And another death today. One of the most enduring shows on TV. Days of Our Lives. As sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. We'll be leaving broadcast television after 57 years. Wow. 57 years of Days of Our Lives. Now, really, it's only on life support. Okay, it's going to Peacock. And man, who doesn't want to pay for an extra app to see Days of Our Lives? According to this, though, a large percentage of Days of Our Lives audience already watching digitally. Are they? Are they?
Well, that's what they said, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Now, remember they also had, we did the, on Peacock, they've already done two seasons of the spinoff from Days of Our Lives, Beyond Salem. Go ahead. Tell me you haven't seen that. Tell me. You can't, because you have. I know you have. You can't. You can't tell me you haven't seen it. You've logged into Peacock and to watch Beyond Salem. I mean, I was hooked on Days of Our Lives at one point in my life. Long time ago, man. Holy cow, that was a long time ago. Between that, Days of Our Lives and General Hospital, and there was one more in there too. Gosh darn it, which one? They were three back-to-back, boom, 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 that we used to watch between, I remember, 100 years ago, we used to come home and my aunt and my mom and stuff would watch their stupid stories, and you get hooked on them easy. I mean, it's easy to do. What was the other one, though? It was Days of Our Lives, General Hospital. Gosh darn it, there was another one in there, too. Anyway, that was a long time ago, and I do not watch the daytime soaps. I have enough shows to watch. Okay, we got enough shows. I've got enough new shows to watch. I don't have to worry about Days of Our Lives anymore. A lot of people made a lot of money off that show, man. Whew, careers were made from Days of Our Lives. So beginning September 12th, the new season of Days of Our Lives. Don't look for it on NBC. You must get it on Peacock. And you might as well go over there, catch Days of Our Lives, catch Beyond Salem. I mean, holy cow. And then Disney is offering Dancing with the Stars on Disney Plus. Now how much do you want Disney Plus? That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. So... man, something to look forward to there. Did you see where Jennifer Coolidge, speaking of Hollywood, Jennifer Coolidge, you know her, you'd know her if you don't know who she is, the actress she played in Legally Blonde, she's in White Lotus, but she got her first big shot at stardom in American Pie, and she was the MILF in American Pie, and she claimed in an interview that I got a lot of play at being MILF. And I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. There were so many benefits to doing that movie. There would be like 200 people that I would have never slept with. And my response to that is, only 200? So I keep thinking about Jennifer Coolidge. I mean, she's talking about getting some serious MILF business from American Pie. There's like 200 people she wouldn't have slept with without if it wasn't for the American Pie MILF business action going on. So that means actually that it was more than 200, because just the 200 are from the American Pie MILF business. So maybe it probably was, you know, a lot more than 200. So, I mean, if Jennifer wants to stop by the Mercury Studios and do an interview, happy to have her. Happy to have her and sit down and talk to Jennifer and find out exactly how things are.
Business.
Yes. Some serious Jennifer Coolidge business. So, Jennifer, now stop it. I would do that. That gets me, you know, I was looking at I get clickbaited on. I find these stupid stories. I get on these rabbit holes, and it's my fault. But I see this 100 questions, 100 interesting questions to ask to get to know someone better. And I'm thinking, all right, am I supposed to say, hey, you cut your toenails? Wow, that's a nice shirt you're wearing. Where'd you buy that at? No, you're supposed to, out of the 100 questions, what's your friend, roommate, date like? How long have the two of you been friends? Are you still close with your college friends? Are you still friends with anyone from your hometown? What do you like to do for fun? These are good party questions just to get to know somebody. What did you do this past weekend? None of your freaking business. I did blowing hookers. What's it to you? How do you de-stress after a tough day? Blowing hookers. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. It's just a joke. What's your love language? We're speaking it right now. Love language. If you had to redo 1 year of your life, which one would it be and why? Now, if you're at a party, you're sitting there, smoking a cigarette, have a little cocktail. Hey, if you had to redo 1 year of your life, which one would it be and why? I'm thinking to myself, this one, because then I wouldn't have to be talking to you, okay? And just walk away. I'm not making any friends that way, though. How do you typically celebrate your birthday and other holidays? Oh, we party. Hookers and blow. Maybe that's a common thread throughout getting to know me. Calling or texting? Well, I like both, but you know, I know you guys like to text all the time, so whatever works for you. As long as I have your number in my phone, I'll answer. All right, if it comes up an unknown number or a number that doesn't have a name to it, you're not getting answered on my phone. I don't care who you are. I don't care where it's from. I don't care who you are. I mean, text me first and say, hey, you're going to be getting a call from this number if you want to talk to me. Just giving you a helpful hint on that. Do you have any siblings? What's your relationship like with your family? Well, it could be better. That's why I'm here. If you had all the money in the world, how would you spend your time? Not here with you. Do you have any upcoming trips planned? Have you ever been out of the country? What's the most remote location you have ever been? This is just ways, 100 interesting questions to get to know someone. Are you a city person or a country person? What's your ideal sandwich? Are you more of a work to live or live to work kind of person? How so? What's the most memorable place you've visited? What's something you'd like to learn? What are you the most proud of? What line of work are you in? What are your favorite hobbies? What is it about the hobby that you find so interesting? Are there any causes that you're passionate about? If so, why? What do your three closest friends have in common? We're only up to 29, by the way. What are you looking for in the dating process? What are the qualities you most admire in a partner? What is the worst date you've ever had? What is the best date you've ever had, and why? What if you... The best date I had is minus pox goo. Okay? Let's be clear about that. What qualities do you admire about other people's relationships? How do you have fun? If you have 24 hours to do anything you want, what would it look like? Ooh. What do you like the best about yourself? Well, I like that question, though. If you have 24 hours to do anything you want, what would that look like? You know who comes to mind? Hunter Biden. What would you like to ask me? Do you have any pets? What's your favorite meal your parents or grandparents make? Oh, thanks for bringing those up. Okay, they're all dead. I appreciate you reminding me of that. What's your favorite family tradition? What's your favorite season? Do you have a favorite holiday? What's your zodiac sign? Do you believe in fate? Are you an early bird or a night owl? Deep dish pizza or thin crust? Deep dish pizza or thin crust? If you had one superpower, what would it be? Oh, what would it be? I'd want to be invisible, but that's just me. Oh, that's the question. What would you want to play? Who would you want to play you in a movie? It doesn't matter. They could be anybody because they don't allow fat people to play fat people. That's my complaint. There's no fat people actors. Hollywood has banned and blackballed fat people, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Not one bit. We were just talking about that. What's his face? Dingleberry, Brendan Fraser playing a fat guy in the movie Whale. Nobody talked to me. Nobody called me and said, hey, Jeff, you know, from the show Chewing the Fat, we're doing a movie about a whale. we're meeting about a fat person. Could you play? Nobody asked me. I mean, I could pull off a 600-pound man. I'd have to lose a little weight, but I could pull off a 600-pound man, okay? So questions that you could ask to get to know someone better. Beecher Mountains, what's your favorite aisle in the grocery store? Actually, all this is just having a conversation with people. You just have to be nice. And sometimes you feel like having a conversation. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. That should be a commercial. What's your favorite aisle in the grocery store? Well, you know, I used to work in the grocery store business. I worked for a grocery company for 7.5 years. My dad worked in the grocery business, worked for Superfoods up in Michigan, right here. Worked out of Vassar, Michigan, the industrial city of the thumb. My favorite aisle at the grocery store is every one. they're all great. I can't pick a favorite. How do you unwind at the end of the day? What shows are you on? What shows are on your Netflix quay? I know it's cute. Shut up. What shows are on? I don't know. A lot of them are done now. They're over. I should actually go through there and weed those out. Instagram or TikTok? Yeah. Not TikTok. TikTok's evil. Bad. Bad TikTok. Bad. But I'm glad people have it and send me all the TikToks because I like seeing them. Okay. I want a TikTok channel, the AMSR, right? Where you're making noise and stuff. I have got to do an AMSR. It's AMSR, right? AMSR, yeah. I've got to do that. There's thousands of people are watching these. There's one girl that has like 50,000 people watching her. That's incredible. She's rubbing her nails up against the microphone. I mean, and I did something the other day. I ran a plastic bag by an accident over a microphone. Oh my gosh. That is my new AMSR plan. So I was thinking about getting a wig and having my own little wig on with my, you know, whole AMSR channel and just do it live. We'll just do it live on TikTok and see what you get. Because you get paid, you get money. People give you gifts. You ask people to donate. You say, you hawk your wares. Most of them are selling their wares. But be sure to go to my website, MillieToenail.com and purchase your own AMSR juice that will help you watch this show better. And off you go. Oh, I mean, it's incredible. So I really, really want to do that, even though, you know, TikTok's supposed to be bad. I guess I could do it on Instagram or YouTube Live, do my own AMSR. But TikTok's the place to be for that. I mean, you get lost. And there's some don't have anybody. Some don't have anybody on the channels. And others are just everywhere. It's incredible. I have to do that. The Jeffy AMSR channel. All right, let's get to number 100. What's your favorite family tradition? Ugh. Who's your celebrity crush? I can't.
Christmas is mine.
Is it? See, that's how you start a conversation. That's what I'm saying. That's so it works.
It works.
Then, you know what you do? You leave. Party's over. It's just like that. Leave, get out, go home. Party's over. I had this sent to me on the old interwebs on Twitter, which you can follow at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio, YouTube, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Happy to read your comments about the show. I get to them. I eventually get to them. And you can always, you know, if you have somebody to that you want to wish happy birthday or happy anniversary or tell them to get bent, you can always hit me up on Cameo at JeffyJFR. I just did the very first one of someone who... they wanted me to tell them to quit their whining. I love it. Happy to do that on Cameo for you. But I got this this tweet, and it makes you... This is another way to get to know somebody. Just say, hey, if they're ticking you off, and you've been talking to them for a while, and you're unhappy with the answers that you've gotten, you could just say, you know, one more thing. What do you think about... You know the words diversity, inclusion, equity? Oh yeah, I sure do. I really appreciate diversity, inclusion, and equity. Okay, well, name just read the first letter of each one of those words for me, will you? Well, okay, diversity is D, inclusion is I, and equity is E. That's D-I-E. That would be, oh my. It's Friday, time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie, where contestants try to decipher the lie from your count of 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines. One of them is not true, thus that's where we get What's the Lie. Welcome to our contestant, Darian Clark. We searched the globe. And, you know, last week we had a little incident with Corby.
Sure.
And, well, I had to let him go.
Well, rest in peace, Corby. I mean,
thank you. Thank you. Yes. I should have put him in Who Died Today.
Yeah.
But Darian Clark joining us on What's the Lie. You know, you get four headlines, and one of them is the lie.
I do.
It's the premise of the game, and then you get to decide which one you believe is the lie. And we see if you're correct. And if you're correct, you win the grand prize.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And thanks for having me, Jeffy. Honored.
Oh.
Privileged.
I know. All right. So are you ready to play What's the Lie?
I think so.
All right. Headline number one. To manage crowds, Maine's Acadia National Park will give priority entry to visitors with L.L. Bean gear. Headline number two, PETA says Gordon Ramsay's kids should go vegan and disown him after controversial TikTok video. Headline number three, passenger fined $1,874 after two undeclared McMuffins found in luggage. Headline number four, Fancy Feast will serve humans cat food-inspired dishes at an exclusive NYC pop-up restaurant. Those are your four headlines. Which one is the lie? To manage crowds, Maine's Acadia National Park will give priority entry to visitors with L.L. Bean gear. PETA says Gordon Ramsay's kids should go vegan and disown him after controversial TikTok video. Passengers fined $1,874 after two undeclared McMuffins found in luggage. Fancy Feast will serve humans cat food-inspired dishes at an exclusive NYC pop-up restaurant. Those are your four headlines. Darian, which one is the lie?
It's tough, Jeffy. I know the third one's true. I've heard that one, seen that one around.
The undeclared McMuffins, okay.
Yep. L.L. Bean goes well with national parks. Man, this is tough. Let's go with, man, controversy and TikTok go well together too, man. I don't know what to go with here. let's do the second one, Gordon Ramsay and his kids.
Gordon Ramsay and his kids, PETA says they should go vegan. Man, darn the luck. Shoot.
Man.
I wanted you to win so bad and give you the grand prize bad.
I thought I'd have some beginner's luck, but.
Well, you didn't. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thank you, Jeffy.
Thanks for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MM, XX, II.
So, Jeffy, I need to know. I'm dying to know. Which one is the lie?
I mean, all right, well, I guess that's, you know, we don't have to tell you. It's not
sure.
A rule of the show. Yeah. And we just know that you were incorrect.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I could use these again on some other...
Sure can.
...unsuspecting contestant. So you picked the Gordon Ramsay one, PETA. As Matt, I know he did a TikTok video where he went into a lamb's pen. He had little lambs in there. And he was saying, which one is going into the oven first? Really funny.
Yeah.
Really funny. I mean, not if you're PETA, but it was really funny for him. And then he found one. And he was joking around at the end about lamb sauce. And that was a big deal in one of his Hell's Kitchen episodes, too, of where's the lamb sauce. So, I mean, he was making fun of himself as well. You knew the passenger was fined for undeclared McMuffins in his mm-hmm. luggage. You knew that one.
Yep.
Fancy Feast does open a pop-up on the 12th of this month. 11th. Thursday. That's Thursday of the 11th. But today, well, no, yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It's too late. It's already booked. Mm. You can't. I mean, you can give it a shot, I guess. You can go through Open Table and try to get a reservation, but they're only reserving four two-person reservations on Thursday the 11th and four two-person reservations on the 12th, and you need to be over 21, and they're going to have the Nestle Purina with Italian-style cat food human dishes. But it sounds good.
Mm.
Man,
mm-hmm.
It sounds delicious. I mean, there's nothing I want more than a can of Fancy Feast with a creme brulee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So that means that the L.L. Bean was the lie.
Okay.
They're not giving priority entry to the park wearing L.L. Bean. But you could definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah. But so shoot. I mean, anyway. And we went through all that for you, but you still don't get a prize.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.